Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. The public wheat breeding program at Oklahoma State University is second to none. And wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver says they're constantly looking for varieties that will do more for the producer and more for the consumer.
We've got to keep the yield curve moving up, you know, no doubt about it. But at the same time, we have to keep quality first and foremost up front. Front and center, in fact. Never give quality a backseat to the yield. I think we continue to do that. We're doing fine. But I'm taking this opportunity as we have some good yield and good quality in our genetics. Let's look at some other traits that might be of interest, not just to the producer, but to the consumer.
An example of what consumers might want, antioxidants. And Dr. Carver says you may be able to get that by changing the color of the wheat kernel.
But now we have purple wheats, and we've always had purple wheats.
The wheat breeding program at Oklahoma State University, supported by your Wheat Checkoff and the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Well, to take a look at the live cattle and feeder cattle market and their rally today, we ended the week in a really strong way with August live cattle settling at 121.50, up 70 cents. The October's up 47 here at 127.15. The cash trade this week in the south anyway is pretty disappointing at 119. In the north, they're talking up to like 125 or so up in Nebraska. But the market did close strong this week. Feeder cattle, same thing, up $1.87 in August at 160.07. I believe that's the maybe like the fifth or sixth close over 160 since that contract's been trading. I know it's only been up there once at the 1st of July, going all the way back to April. So finally kind of maybe hopefully breaking out here. Lean hogs today were up anywhere from 50 to 70. After the close today, we've got a cattle on feed report, and the on feed estimate's 99% of last year. Placement's about 94%, and then marketed is 102%. So the placement number is a little bit lower than last year. These numbers are still skewed due to COVID, and all the year-ago numbers are screwed up. We're kind of back to normal now, but they're all just all over the place. And that report comes out after the close today at 2 p.m.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
P&K knows these are extraordinary times, but after 40 years, we know how resilient our community can be. The health and safety of our customers and employees are our top priority. But we also know that the grass will still grow, our animals will still need care, and your equipment still needs to run. P&K is meeting the needs of our customers online, from choosing a tractor and securing financing to ordering parts and scheduling service. Visit our website or call one of our stores. P&K Equipment and John Deere have been and will continue to be here for our customers, a promise that will not change.
Today's grain futures market really under pressure with corn settling down like 16 to 18 cents. It's a disappointing trade there. My opinion would be that it looks like, you know, we're all the way to the end of July with a pretty accurate two-week forecast or so. So they're removing some of that weather premium. And for a large part of the Midwest, the weather this year, you know, we've had a few controversial or bad weather things, but for the overall Midwest, actually, is actually okay. I know the Northwest parts in some horrible drought conditions, and that's going to make a major impact, primarily for the spring wheat crop. But the corn and bean crops seem like they're doing okay, and we might make another decent crop this year. If you look at the long-term history of the price of corn at $5.50, that's really not that high or low, for that matter. It's almost average over the long run. Beans, on the other hand, they were 12 to 18 cents lower here, with November's down 13 at 13.50. That would be considered high for the beans long term. The wheats today were down 10 to 12 cents in Kansas City and Chicago, but Minneapolis down about 16 cents. The cotton futures today were down 50 in October. December's down 13 to 89.73. We need to keep pushing that December up to keep it going, that momentum going. And the Dow Jones is right on the highs here, up 225 today at 34,934.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you and out of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.